There are 27 Indian Health Service, or IHS, facilities in New Mexico, and most are located in some very rural areas. So rural, they're often described as frontier. The Pueblo of Jemez's clinic is one of those rural IHS clinics, where Dave Panana serves as nurse manager and, today, tour guide.
We have 7 rooms. The first 2 are for triage, and then the other 5 are for regular doctor visit exam rooms.
The clinic handles ambulatory care, dental, standard x-rays, all the services a rural community like Jemez Pueblo needs.
This is our lab, so we do basic point-of-care testing too as well, your normal A1Cs, your UAs, hemoglobins, etc.
On Jemez, about 55% of the patients that come in are currently uninsured, which means that IHS and Jemez Pueblo absorb the medical costs of that population. But Panana says that's about to change.
Hopefully that number will go down, especially with the health insurance exchanges that are coming down in 2014.
Health insurance exchanges are marketplaces for people to buy private insurance. In essence, it will be like comparing prices for airline tickets online, and once you purchase an insurance plan, you're locked into a network. Here's how the exchanges could benefit the Indian Health Service. If IHS clinics are contracted with these private insurance plans, suddenly more non-Indian patients will be able to access healthcare at places like Jemez Pueblo. Maria Clark is the director of the Pueblo's Health and Human Services Department.
They pass us every day wondering, wow, it would be really neat if I could just go there. It would be such a short drive. It would be a wonderful convenience. So we want to be able to promote ourselves in a way that we want their health care dollars spent here, and we welcome them.
I think that health reform with the exchanges are going to forge a new business model mindset within the Indian health system.
That's Jim Roberts, a Native American health expert with the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board. He says right now in Oregon, the Indian health system has already been integrating into the state's exchange, and he says that the idea is spreading.
In Washington State, we have begun that process where I have no doubt fully that our programs will be able to provide services to non-Indians and Indians served by qualified health plans.
Another opportunity the state's health exchange offers tribes will be the ability to purchase supplemental insurance plans for their members. For tribal citizens with serious medical issues, tribal governments could opt to purchase plans for them through the exchange instead of dipping into limited IHS funds from the federal government. That's according to April Wilkinson, program specialist for the Pueblo of Jemez.
So if we can pay a $100 premium a month for somebody that has some significant illnesses and utilize that insurance to help supplement what we would have put out for their health care bill, we're going to do that.
But that's only viable if the insurance plan lists Jemez and other IHS clinics in their networks, which is happening, but slowly. Becky Kenny is with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of New Mexico is including IHS clinics in our exchange network, as we consider them to be essential community providers here in our state.
Across the country, healthcare exchanges won't be up and running until October. But already, many health insurance providers are seeing opportunities in tribes, reportedly showing up on reservations around New Mexico, looking to sign up tribal members for private insurance. For KUNM, I'm Tristan Ottone.